This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short 3-question survey.
We're experiencing unexpected high call volume, so you might experience a longer wait time.
Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience. Due to increases in BestBuy.com demand, we are experiencing extended wait times. We will be with you as quickly as possible. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. calling East Falk Lawn Care. My name is Adam.
Hi there. I was calling because I had a customer that called in. I'm sorry, this is XPO, this area I'm with XPO. I had a customer that called in and didn't have his order number, and none of his information actually showed up for me in the system. So I was trying to see if there was an issue there. I can offer you the telephone name and address.
All right, what's the telephone number?
All right, 425-507-5873.
So you're looking for this client's information?
Right. The issue was he had two orders. One was going to be in the evening, and the other was going to be in the morning. He said he wanted both orders to have a window in the evening because he wouldn't be at the house until 9 o'clock. But he said he didn't want to take the chance of the technician coming out before he was able to be at the house.
Okay. So when I pull up his order here, I'm showing here everything's scheduled between 7 and 1. We can't change the time frame at this time without having to reschedule the entire order.
Right. That's what I was telling him before. But because his information didn't show up in the system, I couldn't go into any further details.
Okay. Yeah.
Can you give me can you give me an order number? Yes.
Yeah, I have the external one right here. It's 0729-1826.
Okay.
Was it able to pull up?
Yes.
Okay. That's the client's external order number with your guys' system. It's showing here 7 to 1. Unfortunately, we can't change it to the evening time frame without rescheduling for a different date.
Okay. Is there? See, can we comment on the order, what the customer request is?
So he wants to leave a note on the order?
He was saying that he wanted, he didn't want any deliveries before 9 o'clock so that he can be at the house.
All right, delivery after 9 a.m.?
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
So he wants a delivery after 9 a.m.?
Yes.
All right. We can put in that request, but, I mean, it's not guaranteed that the team would be able to arrive after 9. We can let them be aware if they're able to. They most certainly will be able to accommodate that, but if not, it just depends on where the client's scheduled within their route.
Right, what he was saying was it was two different orders coming being brought by two different teams.
Yeah, I do see here there's another order that's scheduled for tomorrow with XPO with a 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. time frame. But, I mean, there's no way for me to tell if it's with the same technician. Because on our system, it just shows XPO. Delivery.
See, in one second. Can you give me that order number?
Yeah, of course. It's 0729-1978.
Let's see. I see the dishwasher. That schedule is for 12 o'clock. And see the microwave. And see it's a Holloway appliance. And installing a water line.
Okay.
Looks like those are the installations, and something is being hauled away.
Yeah, it looks like there's a refrigerator for the morning time frame tomorrow.
Right. Refrigerator and open the range microwave.
Correct.
Let's see. Yeah, I'm looking at both orders, and it looks like it's the same service provider employee. Same service provider.
Okay. So then it might be between, it might be closer to the 12 to 1 time frame then, if that's the case, if it's giving us two different dates, but with the same, or two different time frame, with the same delivery team.
Right. I'm not sure where he got the information that it was different delivery teams, but it looks like it's a same service provider and same employee.
They probably told him it was two different teams because of the two different time frames that he's scheduled for currently.
Okay.
But, yeah. It might be closer towards the afternoon time frame, like between 12 and 1, since that's when they overlap for those two time frames with the same technician. But the client can always call back tomorrow, too, if he wants to double-check and see. But, yeah, I mean, there's no way for us to guarantee what time the technician will arrive tomorrow at this time.
Okay. I'm trying to see because the customer ended up hanging up while I was waiting. Do I need to get back in touch with her and just let her know?
You can or I can, whichever you prefer. I mean, I can give her a call and let her know.
Okay.
Or him. Him a call and let him know.
Okay. I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. I'll give him a call and let him know. It's looking like it's towards the afternoon time frame. So, he can always call tomorrow morning to confirm that.
All right. Thank you.
No problem, sir. Thank you for your time, and we hope you have a great day.
All right, you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for your willingness to participate in our survey. You may use your dial pad to answer the following questions. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 is not satisfied at all and 5 is extremely satisfied, how satisfied were you with the interaction with your agent? Thank you for your feedback. Goodbye.